We begin this morning's show at the Phoenix Police Department. The Phoenix Police Chief yesterday announced that some officers accused of posting hate speech on their Facebook pages have been reassigned amid an internal investigation. KGZZ's Mariana Dale spoke with Chief Jerry Williams and joins me now in the studio. Good morning, Mariana.
Morning, Lauren.
So first, remind us how these social media posts were uncovered.
There was a team of reporters from a nonprofit called Injustice Watch and BuzzFeed News. They published a database of these inflammatory posts from police officers around the country. There were almost 300 from former or current Phoenix PD officers. Things like one officer said it was a good day for a chokehold. Another congratulated George Zimmerman for, quote, cleaning up the community one thug at a time. Others condoned violence against protesters, trashed Muslims, Mexican Americans, and other minorities. Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams says the department didn't know the full scope of the posts until Monday.
I'll be honest, I was shocked, all caps shocked, because the memes, the posts were pure hate speech, and it's not in keeping with the trust that we're trying to build each and every day in this department.
So, Mariana, what is the department doing then in response?
So they've started an internal investigation into whether any of these posts rise to the level of misconduct. Chief Williams said the Phoenix Police Department does have a social media policy that's public, and it's both for professional and personal use for officers.
We are bound by the Constitution, but then there's a secondary piece that talks about if your post, speech, meme, whatever, somehow impacts public trust, erodes conversations, erodes the respect and public confidence, then I have a responsibility to do something about that and to look into that.
Williams says this investigation doesn't have a specific timeline, but the department's really working to confirm whether the posts are accurate and whether they're tied to officers that currently work in the force.
If this is true, I won't tolerate it. And to be honest with you, the community shouldn't tolerate it either.
Now, these posts were tied to a limited number of officers, right?
Yeah, the Arizona Republic reported that it was 75 current officers and 22 retired. Chief Williams also emphasized that that's really a small fraction of the roughly 2,900 sworn positions in the Phoenix Police Department, but she's still taking it very seriously.
All right, that's KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Thank you for covering this.
You're welcome.
Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams is reassigning some officers after an investigation revealed they posted inflammatory, sometimes racist things on their personal Facebook pages. The posts were revealed by BuzzFeed News and Injustice Watch as part of a national investigation. There were almost 300 posts published from former or current Phoenix police officers. Some posts condoned violence against protesters, other insulted Muslims. One said it was, quote, a good day for a chokehold. We're joined now by Chief Williams to talk more about her reaction to this. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So we reported on this earlier in the show, and I know that you said you were shocked by this. What was the process you went through in terms of looking at these posts and trying to figure out what was really here?
So we've only begun to scratch the surface of what's really here. But when I looked at some of the more egregious posts that were racially, ethnically, religiously, sexually motivated, they literally just bred forms of hate and created dissension among us. So in order to give us time to run a full and complete investigation, made the conscious choice to reassign some folks to desk assignments. Some of them have not been notified. We began that process early today. But it's safe to say that in order to make sure we maintain public trust and regain some of the trust that we could have perhaps lost, I think that was critically important to do that.
Chief, how do you, in fact, filter this kind of thing out? Because there may be people, even if it's a very small percentage, there may be people who just aren't necessarily foolish enough to post these things publicly, but may or may not have these feelings. As a department, as a leader there, are there more things you can do to make sure that if there are any people who have these feelings, they are at the absolute minimum number?
So really great question, one that I got asked a lot about yesterday. So there are processes that I have to have in place for the employees. There are administrative regulations or personnel rules or memorandums of understanding. We just completed a department-wide implicit bias training this past December that we completed, I believe, in March or April of this year. So when we talk about what more can you do, is that consistent and constant training. But when we talk about this investigation, I have to keep in mind that I need to verify whether or not the employees were the employees who made the post. I have to verify the contents of the post, and I think you all know this. Some of those posts date back 9 years. Mm-hmm. So we do need to really do this process the right way, in all fairness to our public and in a fairness to the employees. I mean, we're an accountable, responsible agency and organization. I will say I know for a fact that there are about 2,800 officers out there who did not do this, who didn't make that list. But at the end of the day, I have to face the fact that these type of posts and these type of information on social media does affect our organization and literally everyone who wears a badge in law enforcement.
Yeah. Are you concerned that this points to a deeper problem about the culture at your department?
No. And there are a couple of reasons why. So we just had the National Police Foundation report that came out. They didn't find that in the National Foundation study. What I'm looking at are individual people, individual officers who could make decisions that create a detriment to our agency and our organization, and could, if found, could violate the social media policy. So we have a very clear social media policy. It's in our operations orders 3.27, but it does say that employees can exercise free speech because we do have a constitution, but there are also some components in there that says that if your speech erodes trust, erodes respect, erodes public confidence, that I have a responsibility to do something about that.
Chief, what's the clearest message you can send to the public and your department when it comes to something like this? As you said, maybe it's a small percentage, but it's a percentage that's getting a lot of attention now.
Agreed. So what I would say is that there's no place for hate on our police department. There's no place for hate in the city of Phoenix. This does not represent the vast majority of our officers who day in and day out have the utmost respect for people, who demonstrate the utmost respect for people. I would ask for our public to give us time to sort through this investigation. I want to get to the truth, and at the end of the day, we value the public's trust, and we owe that to ourselves and to the community.
So you have reassigned some of these officers at this point, and the internal investigation continues. What's next? I mean, some are saying that's not enough.
What's next is I need to get to what the truth is, and then we report that truth out to our public. We make the process of making sure that we train our employees, retrain them on social media policy, and the fact that I have to operate on a set of facts. And I share those facts with employees. I share those facts with the public.
And that is Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams. Chief, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.